Congress has passed a one-year extension of a program that pays out millions of dollars to communities in Alaska near national forest land like Petersburg. The extension of the Secure Rural Schools and Community Self-Determination Act of 2000 was approved by the House and Senate this week. Alaska Republican Lisa Murkowski and Oregon Democrat Ron Wyden, the ranking Republican and Democratic chair of the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee, co-authored the measure. Murkowski says the federal funding program is an annual concern she hears from residents of Southeast.
So making sure that we have an opportunity to at least give certainty to our communities in the Tongass for secure rural schools funding for FY14, this was critical. This is vital, and I can share the good news that we've got funding for this next year. $16 million will be coming to the state again.
The extension continues payments for 1 year at the same level as last year. Petersburg has been getting more than $1 million annually under the program. Most of the money helps pay for school operations. The Secure Schools extension was part of a broader piece of legislation that sells off reserves of helium held by the federal government. The bill goes next to the president for his signature. The White House this month issued a statement of support for Wyden and Murkowski's legislation on the helium reserve.